money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Today is National High Five Day.
No. The day we recorded it.
Yes, the day we're recording it. So,
May 17th is not National High Five Day.
You know, it's national. So you're ready. High five.
High five.
Welcome to the show where Dave and Reb talks about the hard issues of money. And we have guests that we bring on a regular basis. And today we have a regular guest in Ray Borg. Thank you, Ray, for joining us again today.
It's good to be with you guys again.
Thanks, Ray. I know we skipped you for a month because you had some family news that was really good. You had some baby twins arrived here.
I know. Yes, some granddaughters.
Yeah. Yes. So we skipped you for a month. So
thank you.
Thank you for coming back. Mm-hmm. Now we put them right to work today.
Yes.
Put them right to work. Well, and just a shout out to the good folks at Crosspoint Financial. They're the sponsor of today's show. Brent and his team, really, in my mind, are all things investing and future estate planning and even taxes around that. So thank you, Brent, and your team for sponsoring
and
today's
alternative show. Investing that we learned about last week because he was here.
He was here.
Yeah.
So you missed that show,
you better go back and listen.
Check it out.
Yes. He actually told us his little journey of how he learned investing. Mm-hmm. It was quite interesting, actually. So
25 years. So he doesn't look older than 25 to me, but anyways, there it is. So today's show is not about Brent. It is about, well, we've got a new announcement. Again, high five, because so we got an announcement today.
All my blood, sweat, and tears is into this announcement. Yes. Yeah.
And as we were doing the intro, I'm thinking, you know, this really, this launch that we're talking about today is 15 years worth of blood, sweat, and tears, some on my part, some on your part, but it's an accumulation of a whole bunch of history and us pulling together and trying to design something that's going to lead those of you that are listening towards hope and freedom.
I was just counting in my head, 16 years.
Wow.
2008, you started coaching.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's
well, it's amazing.
It is amazing. So, oh, wow. Anyway.
So I want to just thank all those people for the gray hair that you see here. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. You are the product here. This is the result.
That's not fair. It's not on them. Anyway, okay. Scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15-18. And I'll explain in a minute. I'm reading from the message, but I know Ray's got his good version there. I don't even know what version you read. What version do you read?
The New King James Version this one.
Okay. Yep. And I left mine at home. So anyway, we get the message this morning. Repeat these basic essentials, 2 Timothy 2. Repeat these basic essentials over and over to God's people. Warn them before God against pious nitpicking, which chips away at the faith. It just wears everyone out. Concentrate on doing your best for God, work you won't be ashamed of, laying out the truth, plain and simple. Stay clear of pious talk that is only talk. Words are not mere words, you know. If they're not backed by a godly life, they accumulate as poison in the soul. And why am I reading those today when we're talking about money? Some of the phrases in this version that jumped out at me, concentrate on doing your best for God. Work to you're not going to be ashamed of. Laying a hold of the truth, plain and simple. Don't just talk about it. I'm paraphrasing even the message. Don't just talk about doing the thing. Do it. You've got to have it backed up by a godly life. And the reason I picked those is because when Dave started in 2008, his primary line that he'd come home with all the time, you know, sure, that's the spiritual part. It's great that Jesus says it, but how do we put this into practice? And he's been all about putting it into practice. And you're going to talk to us in a minute, and we're going to talk about what we are launching at More Than Enough this month. But it's all about connecting the two. And I say we've done 16 years of learning how to connect God's word, God's wisdom with practical application in our financial journeys. So that's why I picked these verses.
And I love these verses because, you know, as you said, all the talk in the world is not going to help you get out of debt. All the talk in the world is not going to take away the some of the stress that you might feel around finances. And here we are on a podcast, right? So we're talking about it. But it is about the implementation of it. And More Than Enough is what we do is we create that environment where it's like, okay, let's stop talking about it. What is the thing that we can change? What is the thing that we can do? What is the next step that we can do? And that's what our coaches are constantly encouraging and just pulling people to that next implementation or that implementation that okay, I've been talking about it for 6 years. It's time for the doing part. Or I've been talking about it for 6 days, and it's time for the doing part. But again, just so super. It's nice to be biblical.
Well, yes.
So, Dave and Reb, how about sharing just a few minutes? You talked about 16 years of a journey. Can you give the viewers and the listeners just a quick snapshot picture of what is happening with More Than Enough right now? Right in this moment before we talk about the launch.
Do I let the ladies go first?
No, you can go. I want to hear what you have to say.
So, actually. I mean, on the one hand, this is I'm going to say a pretty exciting time for us because for 16 years, we've been really promoting get your house in order. The interest rates are super low. We've gotten used to that. When I kind of entered this, there was a lot of, hey, the interest rates are super low and they're going to stay low and mortgage rates are this and how's, you know, the cost around housing. And we had some examples of people, what I'd say, house poor and trying to maybe be underemployed. There's all kinds of reasons, but our focus was really about the cash flow component of your house. And so we're now here. Like we've arrived at this space where for 16 years we've been saying, get your house in order because it's going to hurt more when the interest rates go up and the inflation and some of those things. These are not unanticipated times. We've actually seen these times since way back in 2009, what the effects of that financial crisis is, because we had one before that in the 80s and we had one before that so looking at that. So, I mean, on the one hand, it's an exciting time to say we can look back and we can see the people that have implemented and they put that. And so there's like, oh, we're here, but it's not so catastrophic. And then, of course, on the other hand, we have a whole lot of people who are saying, what do I do now? How do I manage this season? And of course, that fuels our fire that's why we're here. So that's why we exist.
So practically, what are we doing at More Than Where Are We At? We have a lot of calls for coaching. Because we are a financial coaching company. And as you know, we still do mortgages. And that Dave has come off of really busy COVID years. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting time just in the mortgage real estate market, as many people would know if they were following along. But and we still have our tax department. And right now, they've just been coming off of deadline times and all of that. And all of those aspects, like the mortgage, the taxes, and the actual coaching, the heart of what we do is coaching. It's education, but it's one-on-one accountability. It's just being there for people and helping them navigate, not telling people what to do necessarily, not being financial advisors, not selling insurance, but we're actually just wanting to walk with people, ask some good questions, teach them how to do a spending plan. How do you build an emergency cushion? How do you create margin in a time when it's really challenging? And we don't always have the answers, but that's why why do we still start the show with scripture? Because we just believe God is the one who is really the one walking with people. And we're just trying to be the hands and feet the best we can. We fumble along sometimes and we're not perfect, but that's what's happening. And our coaches are really busy. We have about 10 to 12, depending, entrepreneur coach, a career coach, and then cash flow coaches. And they don't work full time for us, but they volunteer or just work minimally part time for us. So they're getting maxed out, actually. So this is why we've created something new, actually.
That's amazing. Yes, as long as I've known you, I know one of the threads that has been very much a part of your DNA is helping people mm-hmm. to get that financial freedom, mm-hmm. yeah. whether that's through the taxes, through the coaching or mortgage. I mean, all of those aspects and expressions of more than enough are part of the discussion that you have with the people you mm-hmm. have contact with, and which I have really appreciated. I know that Arlene and I have appreciated mm-hmm. your input into our lives and have valued it and have seen the fruit of it. But I know that we have already alluded to it, but that there's a launch. Mm-hmm. Who's going to burst the balloon and bring it forth?
I should have brought on like something fun to burst here. Okay, can I do it?
Yes,
okay. You can do it. All right, so we have something called the eFit program. And you actually have put the tagline on there that it's really a self-learning education program. So if people call right now and we can't get them into a coach, we do have this option, and it involves self-directed learning, but we've actually taken all kinds of parts of coaching, of the financial fitness seminar, and we've put it on paper as succinctly as we could, with some videos in there, not long ones, but just giving people every 2 weeks, they receive an email for 6 months, and it just guides them into financial fitness.
And they, I'll say a big part of the DNA, I'm going to steal that word, you know, the DNA of it is creating some foundational pieces, you know, becoming aware and some of the foundational pieces around what do I need just to get started? You know, what is the first step I need to take in moving towards financial freedom and financial health and financial fitness? We, you know, whatever word we want to say there. So this program is exciting on a number of levels for us because it formalizes some of these 16 years of foundational pieces that our coaches are coaching through every single client. We walk through this process at the beginning of the relationship to make sure that these foundational pieces are in place and that we build into them. And if there's one that's lacking, that's where we stop and we say, okay, you need to build an emergency cushion. So this is going to be our focus for the next 2 to 3 months. And so this program summarizes some of those, but touches on all the things that you know, okay, I've got that one in place or that principle in place or that pillar. Now I can move to the next one. And we decided that launching it on a kind of a 2 week rhythm it's going to be pretty intense, actually.
If you can stick to it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So can you describe some of the offerings or resources that are part of the new eFit program? So, yeah.
So we really start with a foundation of, well, that just reminds me of another thing I have to write and throw in there. So I've already, really, some of it has come from questions from the clients, you know, is this a part of that, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, we can throw that in there as a resource or whatnot. But we really move slowly through awareness. They'll be watching or attending the financial fitness seminar that Dave hosts. We have a recording on our YouTube channel of that. And we always, you know, whether it's the eFit or coaching, everybody starts there because it's about the debt snowball. And it really just gives the fundamentals of how to capture margin. How do you track your spending? How do you get aware? And we're going to have all of those pieces in there and just give action points. We teach a little bit about it, but then we just give like, this is what you need to do. This is the next 60 to 90 days you're going to do this. And what's challenging about it is because if you take it, you might think, oh, well, I'll get it all. I'll understand it all. I'll have everything in place in 6 months, because that is the commitment of a 6 month, 12 module program. But it's actually just getting you in the water. You're just getting your feet wet, because you can go take it and then just start at the beginning again, or you can revisit some modules that, no, I'm just going to work on this today. And we have the directives for all of that in there. So you're building an emergency cushion, you're paying down debt. Maybe you're building a bigger emergency cushion, that 3 to 6 month one. Maybe you don't, you're listening and you're like, well, I don't have debt, but I'm not really satisfied about how I'm stewarding. We've got some stuff on giving. We have a whole session on how do you start down the investment journey? Like, where do you go? What do you have to consider? So we've got all of those pieces in there.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there's a once a month opportunity to actually meet with me. And this is a live Zoom call where you're just going, okay, I'm going to be available, answer your questions and give some encouragement, mm-hmm. and break it down. So wherever you are in the journey, if you find yourself a little bit stuck, or you're like, I don't get it, or I got some questions, there's an opportunity to as well say, okay, I get to talk to a real live person. And like I said, it might be me, or it might be one of our other coaches, whoever is hosting the meeting on that night. And so having that combination of education mixed with a real focus of implementation, and then also having the support of a real life person where you can go, I got questions.
I think that's the great bonus of doing the eFit program is that you can talk to somebody monthly. Mm. And I mean, honestly, you come for coaching. What's different between eFit and the coaching, like the programs we have, is we're not going to necessarily, unless an eFit client wants to give us numbers, we're not going to go to the numbers. That's up to them as a person or a couple or a family. They'll just be navigating their own numbers. In coaching, a coach looks at your numbers, and that's really, and they do it monthly meetings for coaching as well. So I just think it's a great, and then you get to do it in a group. So if it depends how many participants, it depends. You don't have to come to that session, but if you make it a priority, you might see other people asking different questions and you just learn from each other. And I just think it's a great part of it.
Yeah. And I mean, For anybody who, as you're looking or considering it, even just sitting in and being the fly on the wall in a meeting where other people are asking questions with a heart and an attitude to learn, that's valuable, right? So that's mm-hmm. going to bring some value as well. So I'm pretty, again, excited about all those different elements and allowing, to kind of light the engine and get things going. Especially, I think part of the motivation for us is I don't know how many times, Ray, we've heard people say, oh, I thought about calling you a year ago, or oh, I thought about calling you 6 months ago, and, you know, or whatever the timing is, and, you know, call and we can get you started right away kind of, again, light that fire and do that in a way that, don't hesitate, right? Get started right away.
Sounds like one of the, I don't know, for me, I don't know if perhaps for the other listeners, but just that sense of excitement, you know, you're taking 16 years of all your learnings, all the principles the Lord has taught you, and then all your connections with different individuals and helping them on their journey. You've pulled that all together into one place. So the richness of that and the nuggets for people to have the opportunity at their own pace to unpack some mm-hmm. of that. And actually, you know, you've taken 16 years and we've all been on our own journeys, but that whole sense of being able to process it at your own pace, right? Mm-hmm. We all digest it differently. And like you said, I can park here and this is all I'm going to do. Or no, this is actually the goals I'm going to set for myself and kind of self-monitor in there. So,
yeah, that pace setting is a really good thing. And it also is, if you're a little shy about coming forward for accountability like that, this makes it a bit, like, it's one step removed from that big dive into mm-hmm. like, like accountability that sometimes is really hard. We have to deal with the shame of our stories, and sometimes we're not ready for that. Mm-hmm. And I think shame does keep people away. You know, they want to come a year ago, and we don't want people it to get so bad that they right. wait to the, like, we want people at a different and earlier stage, like, than just desperation, so that they're like, oh man, I never learned about that when I was a kid or growing up. Maybe I should take this course and learn some of the principles. It's not the be all and end all of all financial things, but at the same time, it gives you a place to start.
And it maps out, again, over the course of the 6 months, you do get a full map of kind of what are the steps, where I need to go. And again, if you find yourself on kind of step one or two, well, that's great. But you actually see that there is a step three, a step four, a step five, you know, in a sense of that bigger map. At least that's what we've tried to create. So you get it, but then you find your place in it and you go, okay, now I can start moving towards, like I said, by way of example, I don't have an emergency cushion. I realize I did, but that's only step two, right? So, oh, there's a step three and there's a step four and there's a step five and kind of working through that to know, mm-hmm. okay, I've got some distance to run and go from there. So,
and then having access to once a month, is it?
Yes.
A live coach to actually yeah. have some questions that you can have already and yeah. dialogue with,
And the other part they will get is we have a tool at More Than Enough. It's a very, you know, simple, not connected to your bank account kind of tool, but a cash flow management tool. But you have to do the work. Like it's not, some people say, well, can I attach this to my RBC account? And I'm like, no, because we want you to sit down and plug in the numbers. We want that awareness. And that's one thing that this course would certainly do is build awareness. If you're not aware of your money, you go through this, you know, the emails, and it will come into your email inbox. You'll get it as an email. You can read through it. You can print it off. And you'll get one every 2 weeks. And if you're stalled on module 3 or 4, that's okay. You're still going to get the rest of them, but, you can work again at your own pace, but you also have access to the tool we have. And if it's not what you want, then we encourage people to find their own tool. So we talk all about that in the series. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm very excited about it because I have been writing some of this EFIT program before I knew that we were going to use it for this purpose. And really what was behind it was I was so sad when people called and I'd say, well, you may have to be on a waiting list. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure how, you know, it'll be a good 6 month wait, perhaps. And I'm like, we have nothing to offer them in place. Right. So one day I was praying with my colleague and I'm like, oh, but we have something. I've been working on it and it's been edited. It's already, so we just took it and we've adapted it. And I'm just so pleased, actually. Yeah. So I have no idea if people will want it. So we'll see. But that's why we're telling you all the listeners out there today. If you're interested, then you contact us, call our website or call our office or go to our website.
Okay. I was just going to ask you that. How do they access it? Yes.
Yeah. You can go to info@morethanenough.ca or call the office. You can even go to our website, send us a message and just say, I'm interested in the EFIT program and we'll be in touch with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if I can make a little bit of a plug along with this, mm-hmm. you know, we still are on the hunt for good financial coaches. And when I say good, often I just mean we do all the training, we do all the support, we teach on the tools that we use. I often people ask me, what is the prerequisite for being a good financial coach? And I say, well, you know, healthy financial fitness, but I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire or anything, you know, like healthy financial fitness, a desire to really invest in others so that, you know, again, And to walk beside them and to, you know, as we talk about a coach, is just somebody who walks beside you, who maybe points out the ditch that's over there, but also if you fall in the ditch is the first one to pull you and say, okay, let's get up, let's get going again. We talk about that. And then of course, you know, the other, I would say big qualifying for a coach is just somebody who's lived life, who's been in that place where I looked at the bank account and the Lord showed me where to go to however that played out in your own story. So often the interviews that I have with coaches are about, tell me your financial story and your financial history and what that is, because that I can train to the all the other stuff, but living the story and how God's led you in your own financial journey is one of the qualifications. So a little poke, you know, we still are, would love to see our stable of coaches grow, have coaches across the country and allow
that's
to meet
a really big dream. We're still dreaming about that, eh?
Well, there it is.
No, it's good because we could do it. If you're across the country, we can train you because it's all virtual and we mm-hmm. do it. It's that's possible. Right. So wherever you are, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yes.
And
wonderful.
Yeah. So that's a little plug. We're so excited about the eFit program, but also recognizing that part of the genesis of the eFit program is that we still need more coaches. Mm-hmm. There's much more need than there is resources we have yeah. right now. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's listening and that stirs your heart, even hearing that just gentle tug from the Lord, just encourage you to reach out to More Than Enough, to Dave and Rep, and mm-hmm. offer yourself to be somebody who would walk alongside somebody else to see them come into a whole new place of financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Good. Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Ray, would you pray?
Sure. Father, we thank you for the journey Dave and Reb have been on with More Than Enough. Thank you for the 16 years of gleanings, truths from your word, Father, and principles in the area of financial stewardship, money management. Father, thank you, Lord, for birthing the vision of eFit. And we're asking, Father, would you continue to stir your hearts of your people, Lord, that they would reach out, they would give this a try, Lord, that you would stir their hearts to say, I want to do my finances differently in this season. And so, Lord, would you give them the strength to be able to reach out and not to delay, but, Father, to engage. And so, Lord, we just say thank you. We're asking for more financial coaches who will be part of that group that are there to encourage others and to walk alongside them. And so, Father, we ask for your blessings upon More Than Enough and upon the eFit program. And we just say thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you again, Ray, for Thanks. Being with us.
Thanks yeah. for interviewing us.
Oh, it was great to be with you guys. Excited to see what God's doing. Mm-hmm.
And just a shout out to Brent at Crosspoint Financial and their team for sponsoring the show. And thank you for joining us. And we'll talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.